This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This portion of the program brought to you by Mazda, the Mazda 3. Hold on. By your Bay Area Mazda dealers. Just getting back in the swing of things, you know.
Right.
Coming up.
Well, this morning didn't help.
Oh my God, it did not help. It was not a helpful morning. It's crazy.
When you're still sitting in the parking lot when I roll up, something's wrong.
Oh my God!
That was weird.
So, we have this parking garage downstairs. This is Mazda. Thank you, Mazda, for bringing us this. We have this parking garage downstairs, and it's awesome. We have parking in the city at the place that we work, which is, it's a total luxury, and I don't mean to poop on that.
It's a hard-fought luxury, though. They don't just hand it out.
No, they don't. You fight for it. You negotiate for it.
You're lucky to get it. There's only so many spots. Right.
So someone this morning, so I share a spot with the producer of the Fernando and Greg show. He's an old intern of ours and has risen high in the world. And he parks in at the wall, and I park behind him because we have to share a spot. And generally that works. He comes in before I do and leaves after I do, and so that works out. So this morning someone's in his spot, and he texts me, hey, someone's in my spot. Just pull in and we'll figure it out. So I pull in there knowing full well that at some point someone is going to be like, hey, move your car because I got to get my car out. So it turns into this whole thing, which you don't need all the details on. But basically, I got to be here for 5 minutes, read through these stories that I have for you at the 6 o'clock hour. These are all the stories I've looked at so far today. Because then I had to go downstairs, so I'm waiting there. And then 15 minutes later, I'm sitting in the garage, Vinny rolls in. I'm like, oh my God, it's so late. And then I'm down there for 15. And finally, I just parked out on the street. There was nothing else I could do. So, wah. Wah. Yeah, welcome back. But anyway, and I felt kind of bad for the kid who parked there because he's just some KCBS guy.
It's his first day.
Oh, I'm such a bitch.
It's okay.
No, you know what? Someone needed to tell
on.
That dude. There's no way. Well, I mean, whoever hired him, though, I mean, they should have said, dude, you park on the street. You're not. How do you even get in?
Well, he must have access, and there are KCBS spots down there, which are vaguely unassigned.
Right. They should have told them the exact spot to park in.
Their number.
The person that's not here that he's filling in for, he should have parked in her spot, and someone should have told him that.
Right.
So he knows now.
So he screwed everything up.
Oh, yeah. He knows now.
You know what? Tell him I'm sorry. I was such a bitch
to
him.
It's fine. Don't worry.
Oh, I was such a bitch.
Whatever.
I mean, I could have been worse, but, you know.
Yeah,
it's frustrating.
It is because I'm sitting in the garage. I'm supposed to be upstairs reading stories for the people so that I can give the people the stories that they love about the freaking Kardashians. Oh, boy, did I miss them. I came back. I sit down, like, over the weekend to, like, kind of catch up on what's been going on in the world. And every time I see, like, Kim Kardashian, everyone was freaking out because it looked like there were two lines of Coke on the bathroom counter behind her.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I saw that, and her, like, protestations. First, she's saying it's sugar from some bakery. Then she's like,
she was saying, oh, it's Pixie Sticks.
Yeah. And then she realizes, I don't know, she looks at the counter and goes, oh, it's marble. And there's two, from that angle, it looked like two lines. And it really did look like lines. And I'm like, oh, maybe she's the cokehead. Who knew? But I just started reading it and just her comments. And I just kind of hung my head down like, oh, man, the freaking Kardashians. Maybe we should just boycott them. Like, they're so stupid. And the whole, like, now Black China has a restraining order against Rob. Like, really? All right, anyway, this part of the program is brought to you by the 2017 Mazda 3, which is a great car. You should get one of these. I think they look great. Named Car and Driver 10 Best, 4 years in a row, a better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today. So before we hop into trash, which I don't really have much of it assembled, so, you know, let's stall. I want to hear about your vacations, but I want to give you some gifts. I got you guys. So I thought, look, it's nothing. It's nothing great at all.
I hope it's a tape of those boys singing from the bar.
If only. John has it on his phone, Vinny. I'll bring it in for
you.
Is
that right?
Of course. So I considered like getting you guys lederhosen or little Bavarian hats. And I just thought, these will just be trash that gets, like, I don't want to do that.
Right.
So I thought, the Germans are known for their chocolate.
Oh, cool.
So I bought all kinds of chocolate, and you guys can go through it. There's four or five different things in here, and there's a little something for everybody. So
sweet.
Yeah,
can't go wrong with chocolate.
No, you can't really. All different kinds of stuff, so. You can bring some home for the kid and the wife or whatever she is, the girlfriend. The last time we all hung out was in Sonoma,
right?
And wow, what a raunchy secret show that was!
Oh yeah, it was.
Like that was even in the middle of the secret show. Did that get a lot of comments? Like, oh my god, these guys are out of control. People were just.
We got thousands of comments.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the comments would be. I just, because we're off and
people were texting.
Yeah.
So you didn't look?
I didn't look for comments, no.
I mean, email-wise or text-wise, I didn't get anything.
You didn't get anything like, holy crap, what's gotten into you guys?
No.
Well, I think those live shows, too, are as good as they are, they're out of control and they're a lot less easy listening than, our normal.
Right. Normal sitting in a studio.
Right. Doing what we do. Like that's, there's a lot of, and some people are drinking and there's over the top storytelling.
Oh my God. I know.
I mean, that girl
story
as funny as it was. And I'm so glad she told the story. She's clearly got a flair for exaggeration because
there's no way.
I think it's 100% true.
Well, I'm sure it's based in truth. People do have different appetites for... that Sarah just did it for the camera.
Oh, great. Forget about the cameras.
Right. But then she's like, and then he had to do it every time. I'm like, oh, God, get out of here. That didn't happen every time. That didn't happen.
I believe you, Kelly.
Of course you do.
Yeah. It was it was so fun, though, that whole experience. Thank you to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. Honest to God, that place, it just makes me so happy. Our listeners, you guys are just you're the best. And you probably hear that from all the radio stations. But I just think that the connection that they feel like they have with us, that we feel like we have with them, like when all those people gather in the room for the secret show, and they're clearly hardcore Sarah and Vinny listeners because they've won the tickets, they've made the effort to be there, they're ready to go, they want to hear all the dirty stuff. Like it's like a gathering of a secret club, and it's really it's great. I just felt that was such a nice thing to go into vacation feeling, and then to get our ratings. Oh my God,
that's nice too.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
Are you the person who posted something like Sarah? It was a Sarah and Vinny post, and it said Sarah and Vinny are bigger than ever.
No, that wasn't me. I'm the one that did the 4th of July post of you two. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't go back that far. But I saw one that said, Sarah and Vinny, and then in the, how are you feeling? What are you thinking? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening in your world? It said, are bigger than ever. And I was like,
oh, Brad or Ron must have done it.
I thought maybe they're saying, because I did put on some weight during vacation. A lot of
you did?
Oh, like 5 pounds.
Oh,
easy.
I dropped at least 5.
Did you?
Well, I mountain biked and... Well, I mountain biked. I didn't do much. I didn't travel.
Was
I don't have
hot
the adventures.
Here?
It was really hot. One of the days I went out on so I made a plan with my neighbor to go mountain biking on Saturday, not last Saturday, but the one before, and it was one of the heat wave days.
Uh-huh.
And we were just out. It felt like Arizona or it was 100 degrees.
Right.
He got dizzy and we were like,
"Oh.
I don't know. The term is bonk or whatever. It's like when
bonk?
You just run out of fuel or...
Wow.
I don't know. It was crazy. But anyway, it was hot.
Yeah. Because yesterday was really the only taste of the real heat that I got.
Yesterday was hot, too.
Just like, oh, my God, you're kidding me. It's 7 a.m. and I'm dripping sweat.
Check this out.
Okay.
So one of the things I did on vacation was I took my kid. Actually, our family went to the Bay Club and we went swimming.
Oh, I saw some of these pictures. So
it's from
cute.
This phone. It's from my iPhone.
You stuck it under the water?
I can't believe that.
You can put that under the water?
This is what I used to take those pictures.
You held that phone under the water?
Underwater. I got video. Listen to the video. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it to come up. It's video.
I saw your reference. I thought, oh, did they get one of those cases that you can put a phone
in? No, it's not a case. It's just, this is what I used.
How did you know that you could do it?
I didn't.
Oh. You were willing to make the sacrifice.
I wanted to see if it would work.
Did you cover up like the mic hole and stuff? Or
No.
You just
I did nothing.
Put it under the water and took the pictures.
That's her swimming.
It's so musical.
Yeah. I got 10 of those of her underwater
and the
swimming.
Phone, no problem.
The phone's fine.
Totally works. You didn't have to put it in a bag of rice.
I mean, I'm not. No. No bag of rice. No. It was no thing.
Wow.
Tons of pictures. Tons of video. Yeah. It's great.
That's awesome. Sounds like you're giving it a swirly.
This is at the pool at the Bay Club in Los Gatos. And this is my kid swimming underwater, and I'm just getting video of it. Look at her. She's swimming to me.
I can't believe
it. Isn't that cool?
I would be so scared to put my phone underwater.
Well, now you know. So this is the iPhone 7. I can't say...
Yeah, I had a 6.
I can't speak for the others. I'm just telling you, this one, it worked great.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. Fun. Still works.
What else did you do on your vacation?
You just heard it all. I played guitar. I hung out with my family. I went mountain biking. I dropped probably 6 pounds.
Ooh.
I wanted to do more, but it was hot some of those days. I went, I'm not getting on that bike. I'm going to forget it.
So I hunkered down.
There's no surf. So I didn't surf.
You and Bryn hosted some kind of a food competition yesterday?
Yeah, well...
Was that the highlight of your vacation, or was there some other thing?
I hope that was some lamb festival. Yeah. Can't be the highlight of your vacation.
Did you go anywhere? You must have gone somewhere.
I just got back from British Columbia, so I was
hunkered down.
Yeah, you know, I had some meetings and stuff like that. No, nothing happened.
Meetings, everyone.
But Brent and I hosted the Lamb Jam.
Oh, it's so called fun. The Lamb Jam.
Yeah,
so good.
So good.
I hosted it. Bryn was one of the judges.
Can I say the part that you mentioned to me last night?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
About the bullhorn and everything?
Oh, I guess.
That's kind of fun. So they're hosting this Lamb Jam thing, and it's a big foodie thing. It sells out really fast, and it's pretty small and intimate. So Hooman is the host, and Bryn is one of the many judges. There are several judges, right? Yeah. So they get in there, and correct me if I get any of this wrong. Hooman's about to start emceeing. He's got the mic in his hand, and all of a sudden they hear from, it's an outdoor thing. They're here. You guys are murdering these lambs! These lambs have families!
Yeah, it got rough.
PETA showed up at the Lamb Jam and were yelling over the fence, and so it's loud, They're right, they're outside, and there's the PETA people.
They ran in at first. They just ran right by the front entrance and security.
Did they knock over any tables of lambs?
No, our security was on point, though. Big guys just pushed them outside and said, okay. And they stood there and had
bullhorns.
Their
feet.
You guys are eating cute baby animals.
Well, you have to figure it's a meat party. Of course they're going to show up.
Yeah.
It was, the woman who kind of oversees this says, this only happens in San Francisco. Everywhere else in the country we do this, it's fine.
Oh, she does the meat parties around the country?
Yeah, there's, because... There's an organization called American Lamb, and they do these competitions.
She can't even American
Lamb. She probably can't even stand to take one bite of that stuff. She's probably like, oh, God.
Well,
I see one more lamb.
I'm going to kill it myself with my bare hands.
I brought over the winning lamb to Sarah's house last night.
It was like
dinner.
A lamb pastrami.
I chose that one.
Absolutely delicious. I couldn't believe how good it was.
We'll give the guy who won his name was Mark Stark.
Mark Stark.
Yeah.
And it was Mark Stark.
So good.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Stark from the Lamb Jam.
He not only won the judges portion, he won the people's choice portion too. This guy won all the trophies. I was like,
all right.
I guess we should spread it around. But.
Do you have anything to say? He was like, I'm drunk.
Oh.
All right.
Well, it sounds like it was a party. So anyway, the PETA people are yelling and screaming, and Hooman's like battling. He's having to MC the thing while the people are yelling,
shut up, Hooman! There's only murdering lambs in there!
You suck on the air, too! Oh, you should tell them about the old guy that was sitting next to you, Bryn.
Oh, yeah.
Let's hear about the old guy who was sitting next to you, Bryn.
Well, it's like, you know, in media, we have people who listen to us or watch you on TV. For Sal from KTVU.
He was
one of the judges, and I was sitting next to him. So the guy goes, hey, so you're the Sal, huh? He's like, yeah, I'm the Sal. He goes, well, you're on KTVU? Cool. Yeah, I never watch your show. And Sal goes, oh, that's cool. And he goes, yeah, because, you know, I've got a life, you know. And so I was like, that's cool. I was just like, oh my God.
What is that in people? So people have to like acknowledge that they know who you are, but they don't care about you or ever listen to you, and they don't have time for the crap that you're putting. Yeah. Like, that is a segment of fandom.
It is. Like, every day for me. You're on the radio? What station, Alice? Yeah, I don't listen. I don't listen to your station.
And then 5 minutes later, they're telling you about this one time that you did this other thing. It's like, why can't you just be like, hey, nice to meet you, other human being on the planet?
Yeah.
They gotta like put you down a little
competition,
bit.
Competition.
Who would listen?
Something. Let me take this cat down a notch or two.
I guess.
You're a big nobody.
Yeah.
But it was super fun, though. And Sal was like, I grew up watching you on KTVU. And his wife was like an uber fan of the show. And she's like, oh my God, I'm freaking out right now. I'm kind of starstruck. Like, oh my God. I was like, cool. We were like fangirling on each other, which is fun. And a lot of listeners, Ashley and Natalie, they wanted to let you know that they love you guys.
Well, we love you too, Ashley and Natalie.
So it was a great time. Super fun.
The Lamb Jam.
Yeah, and I'm always hungry. Always hungry.
So yeah.
Worked out.
I mean,
out.
Who doesn't want to eat some food? Let's do it right now.
Six portions and just judge and say it was good or bad. Come on.
Can't believe you guys haven't dived into the chocolate yet.
Oh. We're on the air.
We have cupcakes coming too later.
Oh, we do? What kind of cupcakes?
I'll tell you about it. It's, I don't know yet. It's a surprise.
Right. You know, I want to talk about Big Brother. I want to talk about games.
Big Brother!
Oh my God, I know! I love that show! The people on it this year are appalling. Awful people. But I am still getting to have some favorites. It takes a couple of days, but...
You don't like this group?
I guess I kind of like them now that I'm more used to them. But man, they've got some people on there, I'm just like, oh.
I don't think it's a great group, but it's still the show.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm watching every minute.
Oh, yeah.
I even thought, she's missing all the
stuff. Oh, no, we caught up for sure.
Okay.
We're all caught up. And then did you watch Game of Thrones last night?
I did. And, you know, I don't know how much you want to discuss or if we should say spoiler alert. I have to ask a couple questions. So I tried to watch last night. In between my kid trying to sneak in and watch it. I'm like, look, you just can't look at this. None of this.
TV 14, baby.
You can't see any of this that's on TV right now. Okay, bye. And then 2 seconds later, she's
peeking.
So I'm pausing. And anyway, I got as caught up as I could and then watched the new episode. Who lived in the house that the mountain goes to? Not the mountain,
the hound.
The hound goes to.
Tell him the story about the farmer, Sarah.
A few years ago, when he was with Arya, before the Red Wedding.
Right.
They stopped at this cottage, and the farmer and his daughter, even though they did not have much...
I remember.
...let them come in and fed them. And then he rolled the dude. He took his silver, and I think he might have even stabbed the guy.
Yeah.
Winter's coming. It always is. And he left the dude there, and so he clearly crawled into the house. And I don't know why the daughter died, if the guy cut her throat because he knew that she was just going to die because winter was coming. But those were the people that he...
Okay, see...
And he felt remorse.
Felt terrible about it.
He should feel remorse.
It just shows how much he's grown.
Do you remember that show on VH1 used to be pop-up? TV or they need to do that for Game of Thrones. Like, really, in that moment, I wanted to know so badly why he is affected by the people in this house. And I'm sitting there going, damn it, I don't.
You know,
no.
If you had watched the previously on Game of Thrones, they revisited it. Yeah. You should always watch.
Well, I was fighting my kid away from the TV.
They referenced it, and they showed that scene, and they do a good job of that, sort of setting up what developments you're going to be seeing.
All right. You want to talk about the highlight of Game of Thrones? Or do we have time? You want to wait till
what
7?
What was the highlight?
Play it, Bryn.
Oh, I know what it is.
Oh, Jesus. You loved the Around the Campfire song by What's His Bucket?
Down from
I knew it.
All the winds and the steps and the call.
As soon as I heard the voice, I went, you know who that is, don't you?
Yeah.
I love that there's a little reverb in the forest.
She was his shame and his bliss. And a chain and a keep are nothing compared to
so
a woman's
the question I had about this scene was, is this just a worthless scene that they threw in because...
Yes.
Because what's his bucket wanted to be on the show?
She's a fan of him. And it's very anti anything Arya would do. Like, Arya would not stop in the forest with a group of dudes that she, you know, like, there's nothing but dangerous groups of dudes everywhere that you go in the Game of Thrones universe.
Yeah,
and she stops and wanders over, and they're all the nicest boys in the world.
Right.
It would have made sense if, like, Ed was, you know, captured and she had to kill all those guys to rescue him.
Right.
That would be an Arya moment.
I thought they did a great job working him in. Like, he had a line or two, but he was just sort of in the scene, just hanging. Yeah. He was the guy who was singing.
That was bogus.
No, it wasn't
it
bogus.
Was. It was pretty bogus.
It did take you out of the show a little bit.
I mean, totally bogus. But they really should have made him a White Walker or somebody in costume so you'd barely know.
Did you notice his hair was kind of styled?
Yeah.
Yes, he's... Yeah.
shouldn't he be a little bit grubbier?
He's a pop star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I loved it. All right, what's coming up in the news? Or we can just talk about more stuff. I don't care. Hey, we're back. Let's just blah, blah, blah. Don't you feel like you were pent up, like your whole 2-week vacation? Like, you don't really have people that you can go blah, 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 blah to all morning, and it's totally welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Great. More of that.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Taco Bell. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have a chance for you to win tickets to California's Great America, celebrating the Taste of New Orleans Festival this weekend and next. Delicious. When you've had a morning, let Taco Bell make it a little better with the new breakfast quesadilla. Fluffy eggs, crispy bacon, and melty cheese pressed inside a warm grilled tortilla. Okay.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and
Dublin.
If you're just joining, we are back and
we're
live.
Back, baby.
Thanks for being here. I noticed on the way in, the Salesforce Tower no longer has the cranes. They finished it while we were gone.
I'm excited to see the art installation thing
on
the top.
The tip?
Yeah. Right there on the tip.
Yeah.
It's just on the tip. Just the tip.
Right? Isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like the top, I don't know how many floors that would equal.
10.
But it's like the top 10 floors.
Yeah.
Just the tip.
12, maybe. Just the tip. The very tip. Tip of the bone. Just a little.
But anyway, I was like, man, you leave for 2 weeks and the cranes are down and I guess the thing's done.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Apparently so.
Congratulations.
Yes, on your big, beautiful new building dominating the entire skyline. Congratulations on that.
While we were out, in fact, we discussed the Big Brothers back, and you and I are both in and on it. And Game of Thrones happened last night, which was, it's funny to go to Facebook and see how many people were just frothing.
God, I just...
For that show. How many people gathered for Game of Thrones viewing parties and... So it's
good
back.
Times, baby. It feels like it's already over.
Well, yeah, because it's going to happen. And what do we get? 6 episodes?
Yeah. Seven episodes. So there's 6 left. And they didn't do anything last night. I mean, they really just
What about the opening scene? That was sick.
That was pretty good. Although now, spoiler alert. So she's a mass murderer now? So just everywhere she goes, she's going to be a mass murderer?
She's getting revenge, but I thought she was done with the masks.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That's her
skill now.
Yeah.
That's who she is. She became the faceless man and held on to her Arya Stark.
But she flunked out of that school.
No, no.
She killed the chick, remember?
She won.
She killed that girl.
And she is able to take anybody's face.
And she can make poisonous wine.
Clearly.
Oh.
Clearly.
Okay, well, no one told me. I thought she flunked.
Yep. No, she's a... remember when she met Jaqen H'ghar in the whenever he was, like, locked in there? Remember when she met him and he was locked in with all the other...
And she helped him.
Yeah. He was just a faceless man out in the world.
Right.
Doing his faceless man...
thing.
I don't know. He was like on his Rumspringa or something.
Yeah.
From away from.
What now?
You know how you go off and never mind.
Okay. A Rumschmiga?
A Rumspringa. It's what the Mormons do, isn't it? Oh, no.
Oh,
or the
know.
Amish. It's the Amish, I think. They have to leave the community and go out and.
Rumschmiga, would you?
Rumspringa.
Springa.
Rumspringa.
How do you spell that?
I got it.
Rumspringer.
Good Lord.
It's.
The Amish leave their community.
A rite of passage. For the Amish and the Mennonite communities.
So they live, they go and they experience how other people live, and then they either choose to return to the
From
Amish community.
To 16, yeah.
Or they decide that they're going to leave that behind.
Party.
And they do party. They party their asses
off. Oh, I bet they never go back.
Oh, they go back.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go back and churn butter.
You know what Rumspringa means?
What does it mean?
Running around.
Oh, they're going to go run around. They sow their wild oats, and then they either decide to say, I'm not ever going back. Or
I've seen it on an Amish show that I watch. It's a reality show. And they,
that's what
a lot
it
of
is,
times
right?
they go to New York.
Oh.
They go and, you know, drink and do all kinds of stuff that they're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then
in
decide.
The community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, New York's one of the places you'd want to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Do most of them forget the Mennonite or Amish ways, or do most of them go back?
Most of them stick around.
Well, they're
in
reality.
New York.
They're reality
exactly.
Stars.
So,
of course.
I mean, even the older people have gone.
You can't
They've
go
seen
back.
How much fun the young kids are having. Right. So now they're going to do it.
Yeah, you can't go back.
Yeah, I mean,
there's about.
It does seem like reading by candle like gets
right.
old.
Right.
It looks like there's about 400,000 Amish in the U.S.
A lot of them are in Pennsylvania.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. So Game of Thrones is back, and that was a big thing. But I also watched something over vacation called The Defiant Ones?
I believe so. I saw bits and pieces of it.
What is it?
So it is, well, what it is an ad for Apple. But that's me being jaded, I'm sure. So Jimmy Iovine is a music mogul. There's no question. He is The movie starts out explaining his start in the music business.
Oh, it's about him.
It's about him and Dr. Dre and these two who, their story's profound. It's excellent. So it shows him saying, yes, I'll come to work on Easter when he's a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he's going to record with John Lennon.
Oh.
Unbeknownst to him, he's now getting... the best possible introduction to the music business you could ever hope for. A Beatle is about to record.
Right.
And the next thing, he's working with Bruce Springsteen, and Iovine is coming up, you know, through the ranks, and he works with Tom Petty and dates.
Bono's in there, too.
Bono's in there, and he dates, oh, God, what is her name? Fleetwood Mac.
Stevie Nicks.
He's dating Stevie Nicks. She actually says, for a whole summer, all I did was make English muffin pizzas. Like, her and this Iovine guy live together, and that's what
they... Is this a documentary?
It's shown to you as... It's a documentary, and you see the first episode, and you're hooked. Mm-hmm. Because if you love music, you're hooked. You're like, this guy's... It's profound.
So it's Stevie Nicks making the comments about this, but then they're acting it out, and it's some actress playing.
No. They're not acting it out. They're either using real footage of him as a young man in the studio with these people, mm-hmm. or real footage of these artists performing these songs that he was there to help them record, or him or someone else telling the story about how these things early on in the music business
so
went down.
She would just sleep with Jimmy Iovine the whole summer and make him English muffin
English
pizzas,
muffin
which are
pizzas.
Delicious, by the way. I do love a good English muffin
And this
pizza.
Is, I get, apparently, as she's launching her solo career from Fleetwood Mac, and he helps her, and then he's the mastermind that connects her with Tom Petty.
I was just going to say, Leather and Lace, that's the whole...
So, and then Dre's in the picture.
Or whatever
and
the, then it's, the song
And then it
do.
Sort of takes this NWA turn where it's a lot of what you saw in the movie Straight Outta Compton. Mm-hmm. Most of it, you just go, okay, this is all, we all know this.
Repeat, yeah.
But you know Interscope Records is what he ended up becoming in charge of. And Interscope in the 90s was huge.
It was huge.
And so now you're seeing Gwen and No Doubt and Trent Reznor and Marilyn Manson and this long, and then Dre. And so it's really fascinating and interesting, and it carries... all the way through to the...
Is it on HBO?
It's on... I think it's on HBO.
It is on HBO. It's on a bunch of times today. So,
the Defiant ones, it's
called? And Vinny, I guess I was confused because I think there's different episodes.
There's four episodes.
And this is like season one.
Oh,
I think it's just the four episodes.
I think... Well, online says it may be coming back for a season two.
So does each episode focus just on one of these legendary people?
No.
So it's
the
a thread.
Four episodes are these this thread of Iovine and his rise through the music industry, the meeting of Dre, Dre's rise through the industry, his fall, his rebirth with Eminem, his, you know, he's got these different peaks and valleys in his career. Then they invent beats in like on a 10-minute meeting on the beach one day. It was just one of those things where Dre and him have a conversation. Iovine leaves, and a week later, when Dre shows up to talk to him, Beats is formed, and they're now starting this new
billion-dollar
thing. And then it goes through the billion-dollar thing and the sale. Mm-hmm. And then there's a moment where Iovine is talking about how he's an Apple employee.
Because he works for Beats,
when
which is owned by
Beats.
Okay,
he became. Apple
so this
employee.
Is where the Apple commercial
tie in the,
comes
so the
in.
Last episode.
I didn't see the
episode.
Last one at all.
Oh, so you saw some
I
of it?
I saw bits and pieces of it.
The last episode is him. He's now working at Apple.
Uh-huh. Down the street?
Well, I think he works out of L.A., but he has to fly up here quite a bit. And his music connections are what they wanted, and that's what they bought him for. And he's now behind Apple Music. You know the one when you pull up your iTunes and it says, Apple Music, try us for 3 days or 3 months for free. And he actually says on this thing, I don't know how to get people to use Apple Music. And I'm like, well, you put together a life story, hook me for three episodes, and then spend the last episode selling me on it.
Yeah, Apple. I actually use Apple Music.
You do?
Yeah, my kids sold it to me. And I was like, all right, I'll get that. And it's actually great. And it's just really any song I will never have to buy a song again because I just go to Apple Music and I pull up the...
Subscription.
It is. I pay monthly for it.
How much is it?
I don't know.
You don't know.
So,
I have no idea.
One thing about Jimmy Iovine, he married Liberty Ross. Do you know who that is?
Oh, that's the woman who...
was with Rupert Sanders.
When he cheated
Kristen Stewart.
Yes. That's right.
There's not that many Liberties around.
No, there aren't. And actually, it's interesting because it shows... Iovine's first marriage, and his wife basically ran their family, and Iovine was allowed to be a lunatic. Just a music industry lunatic. Not in a mean way. Right. He wasn't hurt. He wasn't
but
like
she
that.
She held, kept
but
the home fires burning.
She ran the family, and he got to sit in the bathroom and make phone calls to record people.
Right.
Like a crazy person. and they do show that, and it's actually fun to see, but ultimately, the last episode is they show the wife finally leaves him. Because how can you stay married to a guy who's
a lunatic?
He spent 2 years in a bathroom making phone calls.
It does seem extreme.
To win a record contract from some other label. Like, you just go, oh my God. He's nuts.
Right.
And she put up with it for a long time and finally said no. But anyway, when they show the Liberty marriage.
Did she quit him right when Beats happened? And so she gets like a good portion of
that
money.
Oh, she got a ton of money.
Oh, good.
She's definitely fine.
Right.
But this Liberty marriage, it's the most star-studded. Hooman, you would just have killed yourself to be at this wedding. It's the most star-studded wedding of all time in the history of the world. It's just rock stars.
I'm looking at the guest list. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. And there's Tim Cook. And you just go, oh, this well, is of course, an Apple ad.
Yeah, of course
wow.
Tim Cook's there.
They bought him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there he is. It's creative. He put together this thing. And anyway, it's
That's
worth
funny.
A watch. But at the end, you will find out it's an ad. Okay. All right. I do need to do a story, and I'm so late, but I want to do at least one. So do you want farting?
Osfart?
Or?
Sex toys.
Oh
man. Will you do the other one later?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, then you choose who wins.
I guess we'll do farting.
All right.
Yay. Welcome back,
Why did
everyone?
You ask me?
Well, we knew which one you'd pick. She picks commercials.
An American Airlines flight was grounded yesterday afternoon at Raleigh-Durham International Airport in North Carolina after one of the passengers' gas was so bad that the other people on the flight were sick, getting headaches and nauseous. And I don't have any other details about what was wrong with this person.
Oh, they were dead inside.
Oh.
But the plane, they couldn't. It was grounded.
Listen, there are.
They couldn't.
You know, everyone's experienced that one where you're just like, oh my, like there might be actually something really wrong with you. Like nobody smells like that inside.
What if everyone.
But to have it happen at altitude when you can't stop it. Like,
what if everyone turned on that little fan thing above their
heads? That blows out though. If it's sucked
that
in, that'd be.
Have killed the gas.
Well.
Poor
I
guy.
Know.
How embarrassing. They all know it was him. They all point and go, oh, you are dead inside. You stink and you're making us land, you stinky, stinky, stinkhead.
I've told you, when I get places, when I'm finally there, I love it. I love to travel,
sure,
whatever. But
yeah.
The travel itself
sucks.
The stress leading up to it, the flight, the parking, the flight.
Right.
Finally,
yes.
We're on this plane. Just drop the masks. Wouldn't you just be like, just drop the masks?
Yeah, we'll make it. Just
we'll
drop
just,
the masks.
You know, the thing. The
That's
bag,
a great idea.
Just drop the masks.
Maybe they can't do that because then if they did lose pressure in the cabin.
Then we're all already wearing our masks. What's the problem?
No, but maybe we'd be out of oxygen. Like if we depleted the supply that the plane
had. I don't know.
Had.
I mean, there you are. You're finally seated on the plane in some gas. Or throw that guy out. Just throw him out.
There should be like a compartment for problem
for farty
people. Whoever, right? Like just put him in the bathroom. Like this bathroom. You know, get a seatbelt for that toilet, and that person just has to stay in there. Because, man, sometimes people on planes, they can't help it. It's the altitude. It makes you really gassy.
I don't know. Anyway, giant dong story. Next news.
Oh, how exciting. I'm going to get to everything that I thought I was going to get to in the 6 o'clock hour, so we have some deaths. Actually, there's a lot, you know, we'll get caught up. I got a Dewey of the Day. Hey, and more.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.